Now, I completely and totally understand that, you know, Kevin Smith needs to defend himself while being attacked. Because he is, like, you know, he is being attacked. But I also understand that he is told, like, everyone that's attacking him is totally justified in their attack. Kevin Smith has proven multiple times that he is, like, shilling out for big business or his opportunity to just do whatever the fuck it is that he's trying to do. And he doesn't care how he does it or what he's going to take to get there. Now, the reason this is such a an abysmal turn of events towards, like, you know, people actually coming after him and his character is because early on in his career, he was one of those people who basically was like, yeah, I hate when people do this, shit on them, and blah, 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 and whatnot. So he's being a giant hypocrite right now, and he keeps doing, like, the worst kind of shit. Now, it is safe to say that in accordance to him making Clerks 3, which, again, I have to put in a prediction that he's going to kill Randall. I believe that that's going to happen. I think he's going to do it, and he's going to try and swing it as something sad and meaningful, and it won't be. It's just going to be empty, hollow, and really fucking stupid. Why? Because he's not that good of a writer. He don't do, like, sad ain't his thing. Emotional and whatnot, that has never been his thing. That has never been his fucking thing. Hell, the best he has ever did at pulling that off is in the beginning of Jersey Girl, when he had Ben Affleck and fucking J-Lo, and then J-Lo died giving birth to the kid. That was it. That's the only good part of that entire fucking movie, is showing their relationship, and then you get upset because it's like, I wish they would have did a movie that was this, but they didn't. Instead, we got Gigi. That movie's terrible. But, Oh, shit. Oh, man. But it's crazy that essentially, like, what happened was that on Twitter, Yellow Flash is a YouTuber. He tweeted something. And then Kevin Smith responded to the tweet. You know, like you do. Because you totally need to when you don't have to. Like, you don't. But to me, it wasn't just that he responded. It was how he responded. I have to whisper that. How he responded. Because you see, Kevin Smith responded in terms of being like, why even follow me? Like unfollow me if you're such a fan. I believe I'm paraphrasing. Obviously. But he was like, unfollow me. And not only unfollow me, but go buy a ticket for Clerks 3. So, this is when my brain immediately was like, shut the fuck up. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. Because it's obvious what he's doing. And it's something that they like, it doesn't work with nerds. It does not work with nerds. Like, what he's doing is that he is basically going on the attack, but it's also combined with self-promotion. So he's promoting Clerks 3 as well as trying to defend his character. But it's like, and then if you've seen the like, you can look up videos and stuff like that of people talking about this shit. But if you've seen what's been going on, then it's like every response he has had has been with the additional tagline of Clerks 3 and how it's going to do well and whatnot and blah, blah, blah. Now, again, I have to reiterate, he's not that good of a writer. He never has been, but it's not like Clerks 3 is going to do anything phenomenal, because none of the other Clerks have done anything phenomenal. But Clerks 2, much to, like, you know, to his dismay, had a superior ending. Like, it basically did, it's a good movie, you know, like, it's a good movie. It ended fine, it ended well, and it was like, that should have been it. Dante and Randall own the Quick Stop, and that's it. But he's making a 3, Randall's gonna fucking die, and who cares? But right now he's making a 3 on the cusp of his reputation it's incredibly low, and it's only getting lower. Hell, it's getting to the point now where the people who essentially he's clapping back at on Twitter and whatnot, for instance, also like happen to have less of a following than him on Twitter, but they're getting more engagement, which is not a good thing, especially when you're someone whose bottom line of people who needs to be interested in your shit are nerds that would be interested in you as a brand, right? So this is something I'm looking at, and it's like, dude, shut the fuck up. You are not helping anybody by being this way or saying these things. It would be so much better for you and your movie if essentially all you did was just positive promotion for it. Now, because now you have people essentially bringing up the fact that you didn't apologize to Clownfish TV, which again, everyone wants you to do. And if you did it, it would only be a positive for you, but you're not going to because you're a hardened nerd who believes that everything you do is right, because I don't know why. Because like it'll be something to where if you did or you came out and admitted the type of guy that you are, not what everyone thinks of you to be. You know, I'm not saying that you need to go on a fucking tirade talking about how, like, you just sit there and be like, I'm a shitty this and shitty that and all that. Like, no, like, you just admit what you have done, and it is very true and factual. And it's like, nerds are the type of people who essentially, when they're angry at someone who owns up to their shit, they literally have nothing else to talk about. All they can do is bash you on the stuff that you essentially never owned up on. Now, that would be apologizing to Clownfish TV, coming out and understanding that when it came to He-Man, you were not a fan of his, even though that you claimed that you were, and you subsequently you treated him wrong in the show in order to have a female lead, which is typical of Hollywood currently. So once you admit that you did that, then everyone will just understand that, yeah, that's just the kind of a writer that you are. You follow trends. You are a nerd. Nerds, once they're popular, are no longer nerds, and they'll do anything to stay popular. The sad, sad factoid of being a nerd. but essentially, I mean, it's really an easy fix towards your reputation, which would only then make anything else that you do something that would be, you know, okay. You know, you would just marginally be okay because you do have your following, your gaggle following of fans, which I don't know why. I mean, hell, you even went so far as to put their asses in the fucking Jay and Silent Bob reboot, which is a terrible movie, by the way. God-awful movie. Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, I love that movie. Jay and Silent Bob reboot, fucking tragedy. a tragedy of entrappedness, but I digress. So I'm just seeing, like, the fact that he's constantly going back and forth with other people, having this little backlash between everyone, or constantly quote tweeting shit and responding to the quote tweet, and then also just continuously adding in Clerks 3 promotion, is not a good thing. You think all publicity is good publicity, but it's not. All this is doing is putting a bad taste in people's mouths when it comes to saying your name. And then that's only going to affect your ticket sales. And I guarantee you that even if you somehow get Clerks 3 in the movie, I don't even know if that's going to be in theaters or whatnot. I don't care. It's not going to less people are going to support you the more the nerds understand that you are not in their best interest. Now, you do have a fault. Like I said, he had people in the JSI by reboot because obviously motherfuckers like him. But to me, like, his content dried up a long fucking time ago. It's been completely and totally obvious. And there's a lot of movies that are just completely overrated when it comes to his fandom that are just marginally okay. Chasing Amy, for instance. Okay, there's certain Jason Lee moments that's like fucking prime acting. But other than that, it's like this whole movie and its purpose, fuck out of here. And then if anything, in the Jay and Silent Bob reboot, you had the moment with Ben Affleck, which basically was a very good moment, but Ben Affleck can act. So that's sad that he happens to know people who are capable of acting, but realistically, he hasn't improved as a writer. He's constant, like, a lot of his early work was really him copying or trying to do something else, and then it shows that. Seriously, the high point of his movies is Dogma. Like, Dogma is the best movie that he's made that's basically been about something or actually been worth a damn. But I digress. But I'm just looking at the backlash from this, and it's like, you're basically falling under this concept of that all publicity is good publicity. I'm still promoting Clerks 3, even though you got Twitter hate going on and whatnot. And it's like, dude, that is not how that works. Not with nerds. So like, that is not how that works. That's not how it's ever going to work. This is a bad idea, and it will ruin your brand. You don't understand it for some reason, because essentially you're no longer in the know when it comes to nerd shit. You're not. And it's like, you can talk about the stuff that you talk about, but it's like, it's been proven without a shadow of a doubt. Now that information has spread faster than ever, we are at a point where essentially people are listening to you on a daily basis because of your podcast and all your shit and whatnot. And it's like, dude, you have multitudes of fucking audio logs of you saying one thing about something and then coming out and saying another thing, and people don't like that, especially nerds. And again, if you just owned up to the shit, you'd be fine, because no one would have a problem with that. And it's like, if you owned up and said, yeah, I wasn't the biggest fan of He-Man, but I was given a job and I tried to do the best that I could, and it's like, that's it. That's all you would have to do. You don't need to apologize for your show. You made the fucking show. It is what it is. But you need to apologize for the fact that you lied to the fans about being a fan of He-Man when it's actually on record of you saying you were never into it. And that's fine, dude. You were given a fucking job. You know how many goddamn directors of superhero movies have came out that have no idea what the fuck the comic book is that they're making a movie about? It happens all the time. Michael Bay has made successful fucking Transformers movies despite never seeing Transformers. It's something that came up and people got over it because it didn't fucking matter to the end result of the picture. And that's it. They criticize what he made, not what he was about. But you are being criticized by what you're about and what you made. And it's so fucking obvious. And it's ridiculous that essentially you got no one in your corner that's willing to tell you, dude, if you just shut the fuck up about trying to defend yourself, because you have no reason to, you are who you are, the shit is everywhere, just keep doing your podcast and whatnot, but you don't need to defend yourself. Quit shilling out for corporations and companies and whatnot. Marvel will never let you direct anything. You are too, you're too toxic for them. Like, you've done a lot of bullshit movies that Disney wants nothing to do with, so why would they let you direct anything? Ain't gonna happen, bruh. So because of that, and it's like, dude, just, and it's not even a sense of going back to who you used to be, because that's not gonna happen, but just own up to the shit that you have done. Apologizing to Clownfish TV. As soon as you do that, YouTube has nothing to complain about. They don't. Because that's the major thing that people are constantly telling you to fucking do on like every platform that keeps on going after you. It's like, apologize to Clownfish TV. Apologize to Clownfish TV. They said what your show was going to be about. That's exactly what the show was about. And you was like, nah. Even though that's exactly what it was. That's what happened. And it's just, yeah. You don't think you've done anything bad because, hey, you're up your own ass. But you did, dude. You attacked the small YouTube, fucking YouTube channel that literally should mean nothing in the scope of someone who directs fucking movies or is in, or is like in the industry or whatever. But instead, you chose to use your platform to attack them despite the fact that what you attacked them for was completely and totally true, like truthful on their side. And they were completely justified in talking about what they talked about because they, unlike you, happen to be fans of He-Man. Goddamn. So the shit like this is what's ruining your brand. And you constantly reminding people and setting into their fucking brains that, yeah, you're kind of a fuck up. Ain't gonna do well in the long scale of what you got going on. Because I guarantee you, he's gonna promote and talk about Clerks 3 like it was this triumph of a movie because he was finally able to end it in this sad, soulful way that a lot of people could appreciate or whatever. And I guarantee you that the movie is not gonna be good because, again, his track records for his few recent movies have all been shite. They've been a complete and utter shite. So, yeah, I'm not expecting anything grand or phenomenal. So I doubt that he's going to pull a rabbit out of his ass at the last fucking moment. No, this shit is just getting bad. I mean, I'm not paying to go watch the fucker. Why would I do that? Like, that's just, that makes absolutely no sense. I guarantee you I'm gonna watch Clerks 3, but I'm not paying for it. And, you know, as soon as it gets in higher quality on, when it gets on high quality, your boy will watch it when he wants to, because he can do shit like that. Gangster. But other than that, fuck, like, this is just utter stupidity. So goddamn stupid. Because it's like, you don't have to basically be ruining your namesake. Dude, it's like you came up from fans. You came up from nerd culture, right? It's like you came up from nerd culture. That was always been your bread and butter. And now you're attacking nerd culture. That does not help you. Not at all. When again, like, your bottom line are nerds. Regular people don't fuck with you because they don't know you or like your content. They didn't like it in the first place. Now all you're doing is shelling out to them, and it's like, we don't know who you are, and you're like, I was always one of you guys. I'm an ally. And your daughter can't act. For the love of God, as a final tip to you, your daughter cannot act. Stop putting her in movies. She cannot act. Just for the love of God, get the bitch some lessons or something. She cannot act. You tried to have her cry on Jay and Silent Bob reboot. You've been putting her in movies for the longest. Good. But she cannot act. You have to play the smart game like Adam Sandler, where you essentially put your spouse in movies because he keeps that shit circulized. You put your spouse in a fucking movie and you give them a small part here and there, because why the fuck not? Everyone knows her. She's cool. She don't need to say a lot. That's fine. But you keep putting your wife and your daughter in stuff, and it's like, your daughter cannot act. Sorry to say, dude, talent is not genetical. Genetical. I love that word. And so it's like, get the fuck over it. But this shit is just getting out of hand, and it's just really, really sad. So yeah, I guess that's the end of that. This has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel Flame. As always, good people, I hope you had fun.